Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's get back to the story of chasing my burglar. To fill you in from a few of the episodes, I got burgled at the end of 2020. I got back from a jog and the burglar was in my house and he walked down the stairs and he was beautiful. He looked like Bradley Cooper. Not very much, actually, just a little bit. Not at all, actually. Here's the true story. It starts with being a comedian and trying to get stuff on radio and TV and Netflix and stuff, which is, of course, you know, difficult at the best of times. But there are a few barriers. Some of them I think are necessarily thrown up when I try to do it. Firstly, that's rubbish, Nathan. Oh, we don't want that. I don't believe you, but that's fine. You're lying, but that's fine. You know, obviously you love it. There must be another reason. I mean, the amount of true crime documentaries on Netflix and their platform, surely you want something else, you know? Pol Pot has a Netflix special. Pol fucking Pot. Who do I have to kill to get on Netflix? Who do I have to kill? Secondly, and this is particularly when I'm trying to get like a book published, it's, your Instagram numbers are a bit low, Nathan. Really? Pol Pot has a Netflix special. Yeah, sure, but your Instagram numbers are still a bit low. Yeah, so are my genocide numbers, you sick fucks. Everything on Netflix has to have someone being murdered. And not just being murdered, they have to be murdered in a sensational or a puzzling way. Ooh, I'm so fucking puzzled. Thirdly, I hear this a lot. It's been done before, Nathan. The classic four words. It's been done before. It's not been done before. I promise you, it's not been done before. What's the idea, Nathan? Well, someone kills 2 to 3 million Cambodians. Pol Pot has done that idea before, Nathan. It's been done before. Fuck's sake. And lastly, there's a big push, and rightly so, on diversity. So it's annoying that my burglar chase story that I'm now telling in my new stand-up show, Bumblebee, and here in this podcast, just involves two white, middle-aged males, with my burglar looking exactly like Bradley Cooper. Well, just a little bit, not very much at all, actually, in truth, because actually, in truth, the burglar was beautiful, but he didn't look like Bradley Cooper. He looked like Idris Elba. And maybe it's because I went to school in the most ethnically diverse area of Birmingham. I live in Hackney, one of the most ethnically diverse places in the UK. I don't really think about these things, maybe as much as other people. I didn't really think it would be an issue saying that my burglar looked like Idris Elba, because he did. So surely him looking like Idris Elba isn't any different to if he looked like Bradley Cooper. But when I said that he looked like Idris Elba in my first preview of my new show, Bumblebee, there was a definite atmosphere in the room. And I was like, what is this? Anyway, after the gig, I was approached by a 20-year-old. You know these people? 20 years old, born in 2001, 20 years old. So obviously they know everything, right? They know more than me. 5 years ago, they were literally 15. But now they know everything. They've seen it all. They've done it all. And what they know the most about is, of course, sensitive issues around race and our reactions to race. Of course they do. Of course they do. Of course they know everything. So this 20-year-old said to me, love the show, Nathan. Love the show, of course, obviously. But then they said, but your burglar can't look like Idris Elba. And I said, why? And they said, well, it creates an atmosphere in the room. And I said, I noticed that, actually. And they said, yeah, because you're creating a racial undertone to the narrative, which is unnecessary. And if you're trying to get this onto Netflix or whatever, they're not going to touch this. And I said, okay. And they said, so instead of saying your burglar looked like Idris Elba, why don't you just say that they look like Bradley Cooper? And I said, because they didn't. And they said, and I quote, why does the truth matter? And I thought about it for a sec, and I said, because it's true life crime. That's why the truth matters, because it's true life crime. And they said, the truth doesn't matter when you're trying to get something out there or published or on TV. It doesn't matter. You lie. And I said, well, if that's the case, why don't I just say that my burglar got murdered in a puzzling way? That will guarantee it on Netflix. And they said, yes, whatever sells the story. And I said, it's true life crime. It does matter. And they said again, they repeated, the truth doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. And a 20-year-old should know, right? Because 20-year-olds know absolutely everything. Well, just a little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit, yeah. A little bit, oh, we're gonna have some fun. Just a little bit. Little bit. Little bit. So that's why the burglar now, in this story, looks like Bradley Cooper. Annoying, right? Weird. Yeah, I'm weirded out. I'm as annoyed as you are, more so. Because this fucks my Netflix chances. No. This totally fucks my Netflix chances. I can imagine going to them now and saying, okay, here's the story. He starts off black. He ends up white. And then he gets murdered in a puzzling way. And they'd say, that's the Michael Jackson story. It's been done before. Is it just me, but in our rightful quest for inclusivity and living without prejudice, are we trying to rule things out that are actually, in doing so, counterproductive to our overall aim? If someone looks like Idris Elba, they look like Idris Elba. If someone looks like Bradley Cooper, they look like Bradley Cooper. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, isn't it? But it's not, is it? It's different. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit different. And until it's not, until we get over ourselves and win these petty battles, then the war has not been won. It's never even begun. So I give in. And my burglar in this story still looks like Bradley Cooper. And when I say it, everyone feels nice and comfortable. And I don't offend anyone. every time I say it, a little piece of hope dies. Just a little bit. Who am I gonna have to kill to get on Netflix? Probably every single comedian who's better than me. You know? And that would be a puzzling murder because no one would be killed. Lots of love to you all. Lots of love.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.